sokuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Hola mukela nginjabule enkulu ku Studio 7 ngolesihlanu umhla ka 8 Mabasa 2022 ngupracticus Jeremiah. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Isimo sibi kakhulu lapho sikhoya Deep Slot insizwe yakanyathi engenele emzini wayo yashaya ngabantu bayibulala bayishisa futhi kodwa ke isimo nje ngimi sisho asihlanga yeah
iziphatha amandla zikahulumende weSouth Africa ezigugela umphathi Ntambo kajalo indaba zamapolisa umnumzana Bheki Cele namhlanje ziqhube umhlangano lezakamizi zelokishini leDeep Slot eJohannesburg ngemva kokubulawa ngesihluku kwesizalwane seZimbabwe. Mayamsola kakhulu uhulumende weZimbabwe ngokuvota ephikisa inyathela lokuxotshwa kweRussia kukhansile ebona ngokulondolozwa kwamalungelo oluntu e-United Nations Human Rights Council ngenxa yokuhlasela ekwenza kwele Ukraine.
Abaculi abangi-inspirayo labana esihlala sonke sikhule sonke sincedisane ngemibono siqinisane abaculi abangancindezelananiyo so abaculi abangi-inspirayo ngabantu esibona ngaso linye.
Kuli viki kuhlelo Woza Friday silomculi odume okwamagama ngengoma zakhe zomdumo oyi-jazz uThandi Dlana yena ocula ekobulawayo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Iziphatha amandla zikahulumende weSouth Africa ezigoqela umphathi Ntambo kajalo indaba zamapholisa umnumzana Bheki Cele lamhlanje ziqhube umhlangano lezakamizi zelokitshini leDeep Slot eJohannesburg kulandela ukubulawa ngesihluku kwesizalwane seZimbabwe umnumzana Elvis Nyathi kuthangi ntambama. UThuso Khumalo usipha lolu daba eseJohannesburg kweleSouth Africa.
Ekhuluma lezakhamizi ngemva komhlangano umphathi Ntambo Gaja lwendaba zamapholisa umnumzana uBheki Cele uthe usebuyise ezinye imota zamapholisa ezedlula ichumi kuleli lokitshi kanye lamapholisa edlula ikhulu. Uthe amapholisa azangena indlu ngendlu edinga bephula umthetho labaselizweni ngokungekho emthethweni.
Siyawakhuza amaphoyisa kodwa azowatshela futhi ukuthi angayeki mayekusola ukuthi akwazi ukubuza bese kuba sezandleni zakho ukuverify ukuthi unawo yini ama-documents. Amaphoyisa azokunika ithuba zakuswara adiveza ama-documents. Mangawavezeki ama-documents inkinga ke leyo.
Ngesikhathi umhlangano uqhubeka umphathi Ntambo Gaja lwendaba zasekhaya umnumzana Aaron Mtswaledi ubhule umkhulu umlilo ngesikhathi izizalwane zakwele South Africa zifuna ukuhlasela isikhulumeli senhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Community in South Africa umnumzana Bongani Mkhwananzi laye obengene kulo umhlangano. Umnumzana Mtswaledi uthi kudingeke ukuthi uMkhwananzi afihlwe emoteni yamapholisa ukuze aphume ephephile. Isizalwane sakwele South Africa umnumzana Thabang Mulife uveze inzondo enkulu abalayo ngezizalwane zakwamanye amazwe ikakhulu abeZimbabwe.
Zimbabweans are troops. Zimbabweans are entering our houses. Zimbabweans are roaming around Deep Slot as they please. That's we want Zimbabweans to leave. That is what I'm saying. That is what I'm saying. They must leave.
Lobanje zakhamizi ezingenela umhlangano sithi ziyasuthiseka ngendlela abaphathi Ntambo abathembise ngayo eza kwamanye amazwe zona zithi zisele zilokwesaba kakhulu. Ezinye zezinto ezivunyelweneyo kulomhlangano yikuthi amapolisa azangena indlu ngendlu edinga izigangi labaselizweni ngokungekho emthethweni. Kuvunyelwene futhi ukuthi izakhamizi ezipha abaselizweni ngokungekho emthethweni indawo yokuhlala lazo kuzafuze zibotshwe. Inkosi yakwamthwakazi uBulelani kaMzilikazi laye obekhona kulomhlangano uthi isimo eseDeep Slot sibi kakhulu kuzalwane zakwamanye amazwe.
Inzima indaba. Isimo sibi kakhulu lapho sikhoya Deep Slot insizwe yakanyathi engenele emzini wayo yashaya ngabantu bayibulala bayishisa futhi kodwa ke simo nje ngimisisho asihlanga yeah
kusukela o2008 ele South Africa lishaselwe ludlakela lokubandlululana ngobuzwe olwezenophobia kubanga umsebenzi phakathi kwabakwamanye amazwe lezalwane zakwele South Africa iningi lezalwane zakwamanye amazwe kwele South Africa ngabe Zimbabwe ababalekela ukuwa komnotho elizweni selokhu kuqalela unyaka sekunamaqembu ahamba ezingela bokuza efuna baphume emsebenzini babuyele kubo osekubangele ukuthi abanye bagcine bebaleka lapho abahlala khona besiyacatsha enkambeni zamapholisa usenjalo imuli kanyati ithi inkosikazi wakhe uNomsa Chuma usesusiwe Deep Sloot wahlala kwelinye lokuthi lapho bacabengela ukuthi uphephile khona imuli ithi izahlangana ngempela viki ihlela ngokuyangcwatshwa kwakhe ekhaya kanti kamapholisa athi akekho sebotshiwe ngalesihlakalo mele Studio 7 Johannesburg kwele South Africa inguthuso Khumalo
Amabandla aphikisayo ezombusazwe aweZimbabwe labalwela amalungelo oluntu bayamsola kakhulu uhulumende ngokuvota ephikisa inyathelo lokuxotshwa kwele Russia kukhansili ebona ngokulondolozwa kwamalungelo oluntu enhlanganisweni yomanyano wamazwe omhlaba e-United Nations Human Rights Council ngenxa yokuhlasela ekwenza kwele Ukraine nganye lokubulala abantu mahlayana abangahlomanga. Ele Zimbabwe yilo lodwa ilizwe langezansi eSwazi le-Africa kuSADC elivote lisekela ele Russia ngoba amanye amazwe aweSADC ekhethe ukungavoti esekela loba ukungasekeli. Lanxa ele Zimbabwe kuyilo lodwa elivote liphisa inyathela leli iRussia icine ixoshwa ngemva kokuba amazwe omhlaba angamashumi edlula 9/93 evote esekela. Amazwe angamashumi phosa ayisithupha 58 abikwa ekhethe ukungavoti. Avote engasekeli ukuxotshwa kweRussia abe ngamashumi amabili lane 24. Agoqela ele Zimbabwe lele China. Iningi lamabandla aphikisayo labenhlanganiso ezilwela ilungelo loluntu eZimbabwe ziveze ukungajabuleli inyathelo lokuvota kukahulumende engasekeli inyathela le-United Nations Human Rights Council lokuxotsha eleRussia. Ukuba lilunga lisithi kuveza sobala ukubana uhulumende weZimbabwe akaqhakathekisi ukulondolozwa kwelungelo loluntu. Ngomnyaka 2008 ele Russia lele China aphikisa ukwethulelwa kweZimbabwe izitsheziso zenotho ngamazwe awahlanganiswa emanyana wamazwe omhlaba o-United Nations ngemva kokuqhutshwa kokhetho olwalulolidlakela olwethusayo. Abaningi ngaleso sikhathi lapho okwabulawa khona abantu abaningi kwanyamalala abanye. Le mpumela yokhetho yaqeda inyanga yonke ingaphumanga yathi isiphuma kwatholakala ukubana ibandla leZANU-PF lalinqotshiwe ngesilinganiso esincane kwakhokhelela ekuphindweni kwalolu khetho i-runoff. Ingcwethi ezicubungula izombusazwe zithi amazwe amaningi awezwekazi le-Afrika ancediswa ngele Russia lele China empini yawo yenkululeko embusweni wabamhlophe ababethumbela omazwe okuyikho kubangele ukuthi iningi lawo likhethe ukungavoti lingasekeli icele kodwa amanye aphuma mgceke avota esekela ele Russia anjengeZimbabwe, Algeria, Burundi, Ethiopia. Abalisi baseZimbabwe bakhala ngokubandlululwa ekuphiweni umsebenzi wokubala abantu phansi kohlelo olwe-census oluzaqutshwa ekupheleni kwayo nale inyanga. Eminyakeni edluleyo ababalisi bebeqhatshwa luhlangothi olwe-ZimStats ukubala abantu kungakhathalekile lokuthi baleminyaka emingaki yokuzalwa kodwa lonyaka lolu hlangothi lubikwa lukhethe ababalisi abasakhulayo abangaphansi kweminyaka engamashumi amane lahlanu. Kulabantu abazinkulungwane ezingamashumi amane 40,000 abaqhatshwe yilolu hlangothi njalo babikwa sebeqalisile ukufundela umsebenzi lanxa iZimstats libikwa ilokhu idinga abanye. Iphephandaba eleNewsday libika ukubana ibandla leZANU-PF likhanya selifake abasakhulayo bebandla leli ukuba benzele umsebenzi ngenhloso yokuphuma lamanani abantu azakwenza ukuba uhlelo lokwaba izigaba zokuvotela i-delimitation yabele izigaba lezi kusetshenziswa amanani angaqondanga kodwa azakwenza kube lula kubandla leli kukhetho. Abantu bazavalwa kusukela mhla ka 21 yonale inyanga. UChris Gande weStudio 7 uxoxele umkhokheli wenhlanganiso yababalisi iZimta, uMnumzana Richard Gundane, ngalolu daba.
Nxa sokunjalo ke sina lapha kuma Zimbabwe Teachers Association esibamelelayo ababalisi nabantu abadala abephezu kwe 45 ngama 50 years banye sebaapproach i-retirement. So bayabuza ukuthi kanti sokutheni eminyakeni sibesisebenza kuhle antsho ukungena ku-census umsebenzi qeda ukusebenza pheluze athola la uyinzuzo encane. So yiyo imali encedayo ababalisi ukuthi iyabamotivator layo ibayi-encourage ukuthi bahlale emsebenzini wokukalisi ngoba imali ezinjalo ezenational umuntu wonke layo uyazi. So kulombuzo lapho ukuthi kanti kuke kwabe le research yini etshengisayo ukuthi abantu abadala kabakwanisi ukuthi bawuyenze. Nxa ikhona ngathi sifuna ukuyibona ukuthi itshona. Kanti nxa kulo hlupho lokuthi abantu abadala kabasoze bakwanisa umsebenzi kuye kwayenzwa yini i-medical examination yakhona. Kule fitness test yini eyenziweyo ukuthi itshengise ukuthi abantu abadala kabasoze bakwanisa lowo msebenzi. So thina sithi hayi asifuni bandlululo. Into yokukhethwa ukuthi umuntu ahambe emsebenzini kufanele ukuthi kusetshenziswe into ye-professionalism. Umuntu wonke ongumbalisi uyakwanisa ukuthi ahambe ayewuthatha lowo msebenzi awuyenze kuhle. So kumele ukuthi ipolisi leyo bayilungise bakhiphe lokho abafuna ukuthi bakufake. Angazi ukuthi okubekileyo khona ukho ngumbala. Eminyakeni yonke edlulileyo ababalisi bonke abakwanisayo bayahamba bayengena umsebenzi nxa kuyi-circumstances ezikho lokho, nxa kuyi-criteria enjani yikho lokho. Ayikho nalokho abakulethe yeyolo nyaka. So siyacela sibili ukuthi abegatsha le-census bakukhangele lokho, bakulungise uyenzele ukuthi bakhiphe lolu bantu lolo.
Manje ngokubona kwenu kungaba kusenziwa ezombusazwe yini kumbe ngokucabangela kwenu injongo yakhona kuyini kahle kahle?
Hayi, ezombusazwe kasiziboni la, sibona nje ukuthi kulomuntu obeke ipolicy embi. Akula consultation lapha, akula research lab. Angazi ukuthi abasebenza khona ngane kwigatsha lesimpasi babonyeni esingakwaziyo. Ngabe kubonile lokho abakubonileyo kabasitshele phelele lathi singama-stakeholders kumele ukuthi sibekwazi lathi sibacebise ukuthi hayi umuntu wonke kumele ukuthi athole ithuba lokuthi awuyenze lowo msebenzi ngoba kuza kuba nemali even nxa singasebenzeli imali sifuna ukuthi njalo lathi umuntu wonke athole ithuba lokuthi asebenzele ilizwe lakhe. Kuye lizwe into eqakathekileyo umuntu wonke layo uyalithanda ithuba lokuthi.
Ngokuzwa kwenu kuthiwa imali izaba inganani ephiwayo lo umnyaka?
Hayi, angikwazi lokho kasikabi lakho ngoba nxa umsebenzi onje uyenzakala imali izatshelwa labo abayabe bengena umsebenzi. So kasinalwazi lokuthi yabe ingakanani. Ukuba ngakanani kakuqakathekanga kithi. Sethu kufunayo ukuthi umuntu wonke owuthandayo umsebenzi athole lolo thuba. Nxa kuyi-$1 kuyabe kulungile ukuthi nxa umuntu eyithanda laye ayithole sebenzele ilizwe.
UMnumzana Richard Gundane, umkhokheli wenhlanganiso yababalisi eyezimta, limuzwe ekhuluma lapho ecingweni le-Studio 7 eseGwero. Imizamo yokukhulumisana labo hlangothi olwe-Zimsters yehlule. Live Talk lamhlanje sikhangela okwenzakala kwele-South Africa lapho kubulewe isizalwane seZimbabwe emzini we-Diepsloot ngesihluku sokugumodwa ngamatshe qede lapho usatshiswa. Okwamanje wothi sizwe udaba oluveza imibono kahulumende wele Melika.
Elemelika lithi kumele kuvezwe ukukhahlanyezwa kwabantu esabeleni seLukashenko kwele Belarus. Lithi kunengi njalo okufanayo okwenziwa ngele Russia kwamanye amazwe okugoqela ele Ukraine. Kusenzakala konke lokhu, ele Russia selivimbe imisakazo ezimeleyo lavalisa njalo amaphephandaba kaZulu. Abantu kulelo lizwe kabasavunyelwa ukwenza imihlangano kumbe ukujengisela emigoqweni bekhonona ngokubahluphayo. Abaloba okuqondileyo bakhahlanyezwa nguhulumende. Kusenjalo kwenzakala okufanayo kwele Belarus lapho uhulumende kamnumzana Alexandra Lukashenko wephula khona ilungelo loluntu. Awusavunyelwa imisakazo ezimeleyo, inhlanganiso ezimeleyo lazo zithwele amagabha avozayo, njalo abaphikisa uhulumende bathi sokuzima ukusebenza kulelo lizwe. Elamelika lithi lokhu sokwenze ukuba bonke abadlelana lohulumende kaLukashenko bavinjwe ukuba befike elizweni leli ngoba bakhuthaza ukungathembeki. Uhlangothi lukahulumende weMelika olubona ngokudlelana lamanye amazwe ole State Department luthi abasanikwa incwadi zokuthekelela eMelika bonke abadlelana noLukashenko. Abafakelwe izijeziso lezi elizweni lelo bafika phose amajumi amane 38. Kulabanye njalo abafakelwe izijeziso lezi abalwa impi eChechen owabulawa abantu mahlayana. Phansi komthetho we-Presidential Proclamation 8015, elemelika selijezise njalo abangamajumi amabili lanhlanu 25 kwele Belarus abephula ilungelo loluntu. Seliphinde lafakela izijeziso lezi abalijumi lanye 11 kwele Russia abakhokela ibutho kulandela ukuhlasela kwele Ukraine. Elemelika lithi impi kwele Ukraine isikhahlameze abantu abaningi okumangalisayo okuqoqela abantwana labomama. Uhlangothi olubona ngokusetshenziswa kwemali lokunye kwele Melika ole Office of Foreign Assets Control luthi luzafakela abanye njalo abantu izijeziso zenotho eChechen lakwele Belarus ukwenzela ukuba kuhlonitshwe ilungelo loluntu.
Lolo bengoludaba oluveza imibono kahulumende kwele Melika. Kwezemidlalo, umqeqeshi weqembu lenguqu ele Highlanders uMandla Mpofu uthandazela ukubana umdlali olimeleyo unqobe izida masuku abe esesilile ngesonto lapho iqembu lakhe elizadlala khona lele Crayon Bullets. UJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Masuku ulimale inqaga namhla iqembu le Highlanders lidlala lele Triangle ngesonto edlileyo, njalo odokotela beqembu bathe namhla engaphindela enkundleni ukuze aqale ukunyathela izilolonga kancane. Umpofu futhi isifiso sakhe ngesokuba ukuthi ufika ngesonto lomdlali eseluleme.
Ndingumdlali elokhu engikhangele ukuthi amadokotela amklile ukuthi aqale ukutraining namhlanje. Ngizabona ukuthi uzakwanisa yini ukuthi enelise ukuthi ufika insonto uyabe 100% and ngiyakhuleka ukuthi kube njalo ebese kwanisa ukuthi abe khona engumdlali osethe siqala nje ungane into zokuhamba engumdlali ode sasinika amagoli engumdlali ade sinika idebality kodwa ngiyathemba ukuthi uzaba khona ngensonto.
Umasuku nguye umdlali oselitshayele kaningi emambuleni kuqembu leHighlanders njengoba elamagoli amahlanu kumidlalo yeli. Umpofu futhi bazaqhubekela phambili ngomkhankaso wabo ukwenza ukuba enkundleni eBarber Fields badlise amanye amaqembu imbuya ngoludi.
Abasekeli beHighlanders Football Club ngibona basisekele kakhulu especially eBarber Fields, basinika idlabuzane kakhulu. Ngiyacela ukuthi bebuye ngobuningi bengakhathali bezokhuza abafana abafana labo babamelele ngoba abafana bathi hayi emqeqeqe ama supporters ethu asinike idlabuzane elikhulu kakhulu. Kodwa umdlalo wangesonto ngiyafisa ukuthi sithathe inklomelo emthathu.
Umdlali wesiswini senkundla uAdrian Sila uthi bakhangelele ukunqoba ngensonto ngoba bedlala kuhle nxa besemagumeni kulezi nsuku.
But must away, I think we're doing a lot of chances, but we just hope our next away game we're going to push more and we get the goal. We get nothing from our
imidlalo yeviki lethumi lanye ihlelwe ukuba iqale ngolwesihlanu lapho iqembu leHarare City lizadibana khona lele 10x naseNational Sports Stadium kuthi ngomgqibelo lwamaqembu azadlala ngokulandelayo. Iqembu leRentals lizadlala lele Triangle naseNational Sports Stadium, iqembu leBlack Rhinos lizanqilana lele ZPC Kariba ngaseZakuva, iqembu leNgezi Platinum Stars lizadlala lele Dynamos naseBabab, iqembu leBulawayo City lizemukela lele FC Platinum ngaseBarber Fields kuthi ngaseAscot, iqembu leWawa lalelele Chicken Inn ngesonto, iqembu leManyika Diamonds lizemukela eleBulawayo Chiefs ngaseZakuva kuthi ele Cape United lizadibana lele Yada ngaseNational Sports Stadium. Ngiyimele iStudio 7 ngoBulawayo, nginguJoseph Njanji. It was a war.
Gogine, Wasa Wasa Friday, my sweetie. Wasa Friday, ilamba lingomile wena. We baba, gonze magnomsaba. We baba, nom seven su bogine. We baba, nemania ingeni. Aunga chile le figine mapela. We baba. We baba, long seven supogine, we baba.
Kule viki uhlelo Woza Friday silomculi odume okwamagama ngengoma zakhe zomdumo we-jazz uThandi Idlana, yena ke ucula ekobulawayo. Asizweni ingxoxo ayenze lomsakazi we-Studio 7 u-Ezra Jesus Banda.
Ibalaleli kuba kuhle ukuthi alikhumbuze ngembali yakhe
umculi ozalelwe kobulawayo ohlala kobulawayo oqale ukucula ngo-2014 ecula umculo engiwubiza ngesithi ethno soul ele fusion ye jazz umculo ojulisa ingqondo oyenza la uzizwe usithi hlala ulalele
Chabela umculo kaThandi njalo bamkhatha abaculele kuzindawo eziningi ezijiyeneyo ngesikhathi se-COVID uThandi ucindezele idlalade lakhe elitha lona-ke liyahlakaza
ngomnyaka ka-2014 ngikhiphe i-EP yami okuthiwa ngu-ongaziwayo elengoma ezine ngase ngizokhipha njalo idlalade elengoma ezilitshumi okuthiwa inganekwane ngomnyaka ka-2020 Mina uThandi Dlana ngingumculi ngiphinde ngibe ngumbhali wezingoma okuthi ukuthi ingoma zami zonke engizihlabelayo ngiyazibhalela
Usebenza nabaculi abaningi bejabulisa uZulu eZimbabwe. Uthanda ukuthi yibo abamenza abe lemfutho okuya phambili ngomculo.
Abaculi abangi-inspireyo labana esihlala sonke, sikhule sonke, sincedisane ngemibono, siqinisane. Abaculi abangancindezelananiyo. So abaculi abangi-inspireyo ngabantu esibona ngaso linye. Abantu abafuna ukubona umculo usiya phambili abantu abaqhakezela abanye
uThandi ehlangane lenye intombazana edume kakhulu ngomculo wesintu uNkwali Bakokela iqembu labaculi abatheneyo kobulawayo okuthiwa yi-Songs of Lozi K. Leli qembu licula lihaya indlovukazi uLozi K, uyinkosikazi yenkosi uLobhengula, owasala ikhokhela amabutho inkosi Sinyamalele.
ULozi K wayengumkhokheli uLozi K, wayengumama wabantu uLozi K, wayengumkhokheli uLozi K, wayengumeli wesizwe.
Uhulumende weZimbabwe wanxusa iSongs of Lozi K ukuthi iyecula eDubai kuWorld Expo lapho uThandi labanye bakhe benza izimanga bathiya abantu bekhalela umphedlo. Lona libi njani leli cembu? Utshele labalaleli ukuthi bangawuthola ngaphi umculo wakho Thandi.
So Songs of Lozi K ulami uThandi Dlana ulosisi uNkwali uNoma Thamsanqa is ama main vocalists ababhali bezinguma ku Facebook @thandidlana1 ngikhona njalo ku Instagram thandi_dlana iphinde kube khona la ku Twitter ku @realthandi. Umculo wami uyatholakala ku wonke ama digital platform.
Bese kwetshiselo Thandi Dlana kuhlelo waza oza Friday kanjani uyasebenza uthi kudla umculo alale umculo uthi ufuna ukuba umhlabeleli odume eAfrika yonke jikelele. Ngimela Studio 7 igovernor Ezra Jesus Banda
elifungamele uluntu isizwe esiminye sithi zomkhonto nomalanga ubuligibela ilanga lisaphuma lisahlaba lithisa linjalo ubulimela kunjalo wenza ukuhlula amadoda amadala indaba yakho ubuyimela khontokazi kwezizwekazi olawula emkulwini olawulela sezinkundleni lwasakaze lisiphaqa sibanzi elibhonsa amasamuli abafo libhonse alaze lathula.
Ngehlukana isihlobo kodwa sikhangele ezinye zezindaba ebezikhokhela iziphatha amandla zikahulumende weWorld South Africa ezikhokhela umphathi ndamboka jalo indaba zamapolisa uMnumzana Bhekicele namhlanje ziqhube umhlangano wezakhamizi zelokitshini leDoopsloo eJohannesburg ngemva kokubulawa ngesihluku kwesizalwane seZimbabwe. Bayamsola uhulumende weZimbabwe ngokuvota iphisa inyathelo lokuxotshwa kweleRussia kukhansili ebona ngokulondolozwa kwamalungelo oluntu eye-Human Rights Council ngenxa yokuhlasela ekwenza kwele-Ukraine. Kule viki uhlelo Woza Friday besilomculi odume kwamagama ngengoma zakhe zomdumo owe-jazz uThandi Dlana, yena ocula ekobulawayo. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo nguPraxedes Jeremiah sithi mpelasonto elithukela.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.